All right, so we're going through the Rambams in terms of the Pesukim. So the first thing he says is that Nezek is an evaluation as an Eved, monetary change. Shenemar Ayin Tachas Ayin. Right, so what's the source of this din of a Chovel? What's the source of Nezek? Nezek is Ayin Tachas Ayin. Now he says, "Mipi Ashmua Lamdu Shezesh Nemar Tachas L'Shalem Mamonu." So what does it mean, Ayin Tachas Ayin? It means, what does he say? What does he say? Shezesh Nemar Tachas L'Shalem Mamonu. So what does that mean? He's teaching the pasuk. So what's the teach? What does it mean? Tachas means what? Mamon, to pay a monetary eye, right? I mean, not an eye. Ayin tachas ayin doesn't mean that you lose an eye in for an eye, right? But it's you pay the value of the eye. For the eye. Right? Now, as you're paying money, and what type of money, how do you evaluate the money you pay? It's money that represents the eye. For the eye.
Yeah, but it's still, the ions are not equal, right? You
the know, ions are not equal.
I mean, you're paying money for a real eye.
Right. Right. You're paying the value, it's like the May ion, Tachas ion. Right? That's mipi ashmua. It's not a connotation. It's a mipi ashmua lamdu.
Well, now, how's he reading the pasuk now?
So you have to say, you pay for an eye in place of an eye. Or, ayin means demei ayin. What does he say? L'shalem mamon. Bishvil Ayin, right? Tachas means he's only changing one word, right? But obviously it's going to have an impact on the first word. Good. Let's continue. Now what's the Ram doing over here? So which pasuk is this? This is the one, and this is back in. This is an Emor again. This is an Emor. Let's put some more in Emor now. Kasher ye. This is not Kain ye Oselo. This is not the pasuk of Kain ye Oselo that the Rambam quotes in the Sefer HaMitzvos to be kolel the five things. This is a different pasuk. Kasher yitain mum ba'adam Kain ye nosen bo. So what's the Rambam's problem over here? Why is this a problem, though?
You can't
explain it based on the last principle. Right? What did you say, Daniel?
You're acting upon the attacker.
You're acting upon the attacker, correct. You can't explain it in terms of the last principle. This seems to contradict the last interpretation. Right? This is you do something to the guy. So it doesn't mean to wound him, like he wounded his friend, Ella. So it's interesting, Rambam over here. So what is this pasuk? How is he interpreting this pasuk? Literally, basically.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're not changing the meaning of any of these words. You don't say kasher yitain mum ba'adam kain yinosein bo. You're not reinterpreting any of these words. It's just the kain is not a tzivoy. The kain is just a statement of what should be done.
Is kain yinosein bo, so too the attacker should give to him?
No.
So that it should be done to him?
Then the Rambam would say it means Mipiyash mu'lamdu shekein yinosen bo means the mazik has to give to the to the nizak, right? Yeah. He's not darshaning like this in the Gemara of Tanya Zebir Yishmael. Right? Kein yinosen bo, ein nesin el amon. He's not darshaning like that. Right? Go ahead. So 1 second. So lefikach mishali misko. So what is the... Right. In other words, that it's the mechayev for paying the nezek. The mechayev... Similar. It's a mechayev for paying the nezek. Why do you pay the nezek? Not because you caused him a loss, but because it's an onesh. It's the onesh instead of the onesh of Kain Yinos.
So
yeah. Go ahead.
Prior law is what you're actually al-Qaeda, right?
That's right. You don't understand from Ayat HaChazayim the nature of it yet. Right? Could be that's just the din. The din is a momentous din of Ayat HaChazayim. Yeah.
I'm not sure why you're saying that you're paying money as an onus, because it's saying for any quote about the Kef Lahushin Sofra all the Fasim Barton and Kodak Bolos Yid Sofar.
Right.
But I'm saying when he says Elishu Rotli Lafasra Yid Lafasra Yid Lafasra Yid Lafasra Yid
Right.
Well, he's talking to Shalim Yitzchak.
Right.
Shalom Yisrael has nothing to do with that. I'm saying, so what he means with pikach is that's how you do the kofar. It's not that it's another derech onesh, right?
It's what?
It's like you were saying that it's your putter from the onesh if you pay money.
Well, that's what you see. It's a little bit of a...
Why would you say the other way?
Yeah, see, I saw the Rav mentions. He says, but if you look by the kofar of a... If you look by the din of a kofar by the shore, Shehemis, right? So there the Rambam says he really is chayav b'dinei shemayim. And the payment is a patur. But over here it never doesn't say that. It's just roi that should have been the din. But that's not the din.
What's
the fikach? The fikach is saying that the din was substituted. Now, is kofar, a real kofar is when there is a din and there's a patur.
It's a substitution.
Since we don't... This is what was roid happened. For some reason, we can't do that. So therefore, he pays the nezek. Go ahead. Right. So what? How is he learning that pasuk now? Meaning it's roy. It's roy to have a substitution of mominus. It's roy. Nefesh Ratzeach is not roy to have any type. If you couldn't do, if for some reason there was a, if for some reason a guy is roy to be killed, but he can't be killed, mominus would never be chal as a kofar. It just wouldn't. It wouldn't be commensurate. It would be negligible. Okay, but over here it's possible. Over here it's possible. Okay. Go ahead. Huh? Continue. So now the Ram. So what's the Ram doing of it? In other words, if you were just in terms of the order. So what's the Ram doing? So first he's laying down the right interpretation of Ayat HaChazayin, and then what is he doing? And then he's doing like cleanup work. Then he's like, what about this? What about that? Okay, right.
And it's even more explicit than the last one, right? This is the
so why is this a kasha? Because there's lo socho seinecho. So why is it a kasha?
Well, is he, I mean, is really only close to this part of the pasuk and not, because the full pasuk is the ketosas kapha.
Right.
And
which would seem to be even more, you know, like, what's it? How does he, but he doesn't mention that.
He doesn't mention it, but he knows, he has to assume, you know, that talking about a case of Mazik. If not talking about a case of Mazik, then he quotes it later. But, yeah.
Whereas he's assuming that a pity would naturally come from having to cut off from his hand.
That's right. Why would you pity somebody? Why would you say, don't pity them? Sounds like it's something that's a little bit squeamish to do. Something that you might be squeamish about. Well, that he already established with Ayin Tachas Ayin. Uh-huh. That's already established. That there is no.
Even though it's not Tachas, you know, this is a totally different pasuk.
I mean, why doesn't he say?
Going back to the Yischaibu, it's not the actual Machayev, right?
What is he saying now? What was he saying in the answer? It's a good question. I mean, why does he say? Why doesn't he say? It says v'katzosas kapo. Right. I guess he would say that took place. He took care of that in the last one. I guess he would say he took care of that in the last one. You could apply what he said in Kain Yinos and Bo to v'katzosas kapo. Right. That same type of. But why should it say v'lo sokos einecha? If it's just talking about what should happen to the guy. He would say, and if it should happen, if what should happen would happen, we also should not have pity on him if we were to do what we're not going to do. That doesn't. Right. You can't interpret lo sachos enecha on the theoretical, right? So that implies that it's not just the theoretical. It doesn't. That implies it's not just a what's proper, but it implies what you're actually doing. So he has to explain that. By the way, this actually, he considers this a part of an actual love. Lo sachos enecha. It is actually a love in the mitzvahs lo sasei. I think it's reish ayin tes. You have reish ayin. You have the sefer mitzvahs. It's also brought down in Sanhedrin. What? On the base. He doesn't say explicitly, but Mustafa's. It's in Sanhedrin. You can find it in Sanhedrin. I don't remember what. I think it's Perek Chaf. Parakhaf, try and Sanhedrin.
That's not just this case. That's a general.
It's a general. It's a combined. It has two things in the love. It has about killing. Essentially, it's about killing. What? Reish Ayin Tes? I think it's Reish Ayin Tes. I think it's in Sanhedrin Chaf. Parakhaf. In the beginning somewhere, I don't remember. Shehizira Dayan. There you go. Shalola Rachim Amisha Yarog Chavero. Ochiser Bo Echad Me Eivorov. Rotalomar Bepiron Kinosos. Shalotomar Anize Vichotach Yado. Poor guy. Cut off this guy's arm. Osima Eno Belo Kavano. It was an accident. No, it's karov. It'll be like the guy got in a ruach mitzuya type of situation. Arachem olav ve'eser lo tzedaka ba'onish. I'll be a good guy. I'll do a little tzedaka with this onish. In other words, I'm gonna. He's ani anyway, so I'll give him. I'll give him a break. V'hu amru yisal lo sachos einecha olav ubi'arta dam hanaki. So he's really quoting the pasuk. Which pasuk is that? That's not the pasuk of a katzosos kapo. I think it says. Well, chafe yud beis is by the katzosos kapo. He's like taking two psukim and combining them. Lo sachos, it says lo sachos twice. It's the same inyan. Right. That's talking about by the. Isn't that talking about by killing the guy? Biarta dam hanaki. I mean, you don't want to destroy dam hanaki.
Yeah.
I think he means the dam that's going to be menake. Isn't that how they learn? Yeah, what does he say in the Yad? But then in the Yad, there's another case, right? Then there's a separate love. Of lo sador p'nei dal. That's a separate love. That's a love by actual dine momentus. Right? But isn't it strange to combine those two? The first one is what? Is real misa? Lo sachos einecha is actual misa?
It's in the minyan mitzvahs in Yad.
Yeah. But it's clear from this. It's clear from this Rambam also that he considers it purely a knas, right? He considers it a knas because it's not with the Dine Momenus case, right? Meaning to say, this guy did it accidentally, and he doesn't really. It's not really a din of mamon. So why should we fine him now? Yeah. Anyway, so that's the first run. The first series of these Rambams is what is laying down ayin tachas ayin is true meaning, and then removing psukim that seem to be soser. Right? Now he returns. Uminayin. Right, at first time round, he just said mipi Shmuel lamduze. That was enough, and then he was just trying to solve the psukim that seemed to contradict it. Now he feels he has to go back and justify. This is not the mipi Shmuel, right? Mipi Shmuel doesn't have this. This is not minayin. Is not mipi Shmuel, is it? Mipi Shmuel is just the Kabbalah from Moshe, right? So what is he doing over here? Good. Okay, that's the right. That's the Rak Shifta Yitin case.
Yeah.
Good. Hold on. Let's slow down here. So he says he's going to argue from an analogous case, right? Because it also says Chabura Tachas Chabura. And now that's he's darshaning the Torah like Adam 1, Adam 2, you know, like the condensed story and then the expanded story, right? So Chabura Tachas Chabura is the condensed story, but in another place it expands on it. Right, that's how he's learning it. No,
isn't it just? You mean because it's giving you? Oh, he's spelling it out.
Because he's spelling it out. He's saying Chabura Tachas Chabura is the succinct way. And then Beferish explains what it really means. It says later on, V'chiyaki, Ish Yisrael Beven Egrov, that is a Chabura he's learning. That means you gave him a Chabura. And what does it do to, what does it say to do when you give somebody a Chabura? Heal him and give him his time, his work lost. Halamadda, Shetachas, Shenemar B'chabura Tashlumen. Right? If you're going to learn that he's saying v'chi yaki ish is a case of chabura, and it tells you how to compensate the chabura, so now you go back when it says chabura tachas chabura, it means mamon. V'hu adin l'tachas sa'omer ba'ayin u'b'shayev arm. Right. So he has the original ayin tachas ayin v'fi yashmua. He has removing the problems in the other psukim. No, that's all part of removing the problem of Cain, Enos, and Bel. Okay. Right. It would seem. I mean, we'll come back. And then there's the Minayan. And now, so anyway, you have the source? I don't have the source of here. But the Magen Mishnah. Is it the Magen Mishnah? The Tamer Rabbeinu, Loma Lomad, may. No, that's the. Who is it? The Lechem Mishnah. He says, "Milo Maisi Gzeres Shavat Hakor. The Maisi Bigmor. Maisi Hach Drushet Lo Idkar Hasam Klal." Yeah. Ulay Beizam Makom Motzer Rabbeinu Zal Drushazu. He was right. Okay. So, go ahead. Now he has one last thing. The Afal P. Now let's. We're going to test out the Girsas now. There are two girsa issues in this halacha. Okay, let's see what you got. Okay, that's the first one. Okay, the old texts say v'chula mifurashin hein. Okay, so but this way of saying this, that well, even though these things are nirin me'inyan Torah. Now, what does that mean?
seems to be what you just said.
That seems to be what you just said, Minayan, right? The Minayan case.
The whole derech he's taking is the first one, yeah? Meaning just shown from indications.
I think when he says it's nearin the inyan apsukim means the last halacha hey, right? From the inyan apsuk, he can show you that it doesn't mean literal. So that's one. Afal pi shedvarim elu nearin me inyan Torah shebichsav. Stop. Right. Nonetheless, they're all mefurosh and repi Moshe Rabbeinu mi'har Sinai. Right. I think that's probably the better girsa. As opposed to v'chula mefurashin, then the apple pea is including these two against something else. Okay, go ahead. And then you put the vav. See, it's a question. They mixed up the vav. I have the vav on the first one and no vav on the second one. Should be jumped over. So this is all part of the other side of the apple pea. Even though it's near me in Torah, Shibuksav. Nonetheless, they're all Mifurashim, Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, Me'ar Sinai, and they're all what? Halacha what? L'maisa. That's the other problem. L'moshe. We have L'moshe.
What would that mean?
I don't know. Kulan halacha l'maisa hein b'yadeinu, because they're ro'u avoseinu donen b'beis dino shel Yoshua, b'beis dino shel Shmuel haramasi, v'chol b'estin v'chol b'estin she'amdu mi'amos Moshe Rabbeinu v'yarachshav. So even though it's from the Inyan HaPasuk, and we get the Pirush of Moshe from Moshe, even though it's all Inyan HaPasuk, but nonetheless, we have a Pirush of from Moshe, and we know traditionally, that's the way it was always done. Well, what is Ram doing over here? Right, strange Ram over here.
Well, couldn't he just have had this? I mean, why would he? Like, why is he at?
Well, he couldn't have just had. He couldn't have. He would have had to at least had halacha hey, because he wants to say it's near and minyan at Torah.
But if he would have had one.
No, but I don't think he can, because when he says kulam mufrashin and mipi Moshe Rabbeinu mi'har Sinai, he has that reference to the first thing, mipi Shmuel Amdu, right? So it's funny. So in the Hakdamah to the Perush Shnayas, he goes through this type of a thing too, right over there. What by this case and Esro, he has this case too, and he says, no, don't think that what that they didn't know what an Esro was, even though the Gemara spends a lot of time proving what an Esro is. Don't think they didn't know what an Esro was. They knew, and even uses the same lashon that we saw from all the way back, right? I think maybe even the same people. Huh? I guess the Shoftim. From the time of the. I don't know, up until the time of. I don't know why. Anyway. Yeah. So what's his point over there in Akdama? To say that what? That it's not called a Lach Lamosh Misinai if it has a Remez in the Krah. Right? Isn't that his point over there? It's not called a halacha l'moshe. Because over there he says, you might ask a big question of you. Why isn't everything called halacha l'moshe Sinai? If you're telling me everything was taught by Moshe, so what's halacha l'moshe Sinai? Right? So he says, no, that has to do with whether there's a remez in the pasuk or not. And that's what they're doing when they're asking Minayan, all those cases. Right? Because those are not called halacha l'moshe Sinai. Even though they were mufurosh and mipi Moshe. That's just called Torah. What is it called? Diktu Krea Prater were given to Moshe.
Beforehand, yeah. Do they know if it's halacha l'moshe Misinai or if it does have a rem and they just can't find it?
That's a good question. So, but what does Ram say by Esrog? He doesn't go through this whole big analysis, right? He just says pre eitz hadar ha'amar v'Torah who Esrog. He doesn't say mi pia shmua lamdu shu esrog mi nayin shaze esrog ma e zet ta'et sepirio shovel. He doesn't go through the whole thing over here. So why is it different? Why does he have to stop over here and say all this? And what is his point? I mean, mi pia shmua lamdu, that should be the end of it. Maybe the second part. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, I was just trying to show how that it isn't just like a really independent system, but you know, just like, I don't know why you would want to do this, but trying to show how it's coming off of the version of stock.
I don't know.
Same similar problem with the Gemara, that like, I mean, here there's a stira.
Right.
And if Torah compares the Pirush.
Right.
So Kriya Tara, you read it and says that's
right,
fine.
Exactly,
you
know, right.
But like,
right. It would be like if the Torah said, "Lukachton melchem b'yom rishon rimon," and "Mipi Yeshmu alamdu ze esrog."
Yeah.
Right? Could you have something like that?
Where's the number we're talking about after Shabbos? You bring
over. Mimochos haShabbos.
Yeah.
That's another one with the Karayim went crazy on that one. Yes, so good. Daniel mentioned that in the Tamid Musaf and Perek Zayin, Lach Yiralef, the Ram also goes through a similar analysis by the Omer, because that's another one that the plain shot sounds like Shabbos, Mimachor Sa Shabbos. Yeah, so it seems like this, that the Ramam has to say Mipi Yashmur, Lamdu is good. That's fine. That's the halachic fact. Right? But the Rambam has to show the Rambam wants to show that what? That it's not that the Mipi Yashmua is so sir the Pshat in the Pasuk. Not that it's so sir the Pshat in the Pasuk. Right? That even Me'inyin HaKra you could see that it indicates something like this. But it's not that it's so. It's not that it's so. The puzzle, yeah. But why does he have to mention about the based and all that stuff? What is that? He mentioned that also over here by the Omer. Something. I mean, that's in the Hakdama. He uses this as a thing. There was never any machlokus about this. There's no Tana anywhere, no Shita anywhere that says I ain't talking about Ayin means mamish. He makes that point over there. There was never anyone who had a Havmina that an Esrog is not the pre Yetzada. Right? Even the last sheet over here, the Gemara says, there's one sheet that sounds like he's going to be like a renegade. He says, Rabbi Lazar, Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Ayin Tachaz Ayin Mamish. The Gemara says, Mamish Sokadaitoch? Rabbi Lazar, Leslake, Kol Hani Tanai? Where'd he come from? Just came from nowhere. He doesn't have like all those names. So he said, no, it doesn't mean. It means he pays the Dmei Mazik. Mamish means his own eye. He pays the dumb of his own eye. But nobody ever said that it would be. This was never a question of doubt. Yeah. But what's the point over here? What's the greater point? Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think what the Ram is conveying over here. I mean, you know, this is. It's something you can think about. But I think what he's conveying over here is that we, you know, if he would just say what the halacha is and not go through these problems in the psukim, just lay it down, this is what you do, and not go into any of the problems, and not go into any of the medrash and figure out how to supply the pshat. So then what would you be lacking? So it would seem that the Rambam holds that the asiyas hamitzvos is really a shmira of Torah shebichsav, right? I mean, it's a shmira of Torah shebichsav. That if you so therefore you have to be able, you can't have. He would not be giving you the proper derech of shmiras hamitzvah if, in your mind, it was contradicting the Torah shebichsav. You wouldn't be fulfilling it properly. It wouldn't be complete. You understand? You'd be doing the right maisa, but in your mind, it would be kineged the Torah shebichsav. It would be like an exception. Like, we just don't listen to the Torah Shebuchsav in this case. Yeah. Like a creek sieve or something. Yeah. We don't listen to the Torah Shebuchsav in this case. But one second. But the point is, what the Rambam is saying is, that it would be like if the Torah says to take a pomegranate, And we say Mipir Shmua to take an Esrog. You wouldn't be able to say anymore that you're really keeping the Torah Shel Achshav. You'd have to say that there's no way to say you're keeping the Torah Shel Achshav. Right? Could you say that? The Rambam is trying to remove that. That's what he's trying to get away from. He's trying to say, don't view this like we just are ignoring that the Torah Shel Baal Peh here says ignore the Torah Shel Achshav. That can't be. Right? That can't be. It has to be a kiyum of the Torah Shel Achshav. So there has to be a way to show that that even in the Torah Shel Achshav itself, there's something that's muchach, that this is what it means. I mean, you don't need that. You could just say the tachasvar. Yeah. But one second. No, but that's the thing. That's what he means. That the mitzvah was given, the Torah is given, as a system of asiyah. That's called diktukeh or protel, were given with the Torah. Wasn't given as a thing to figure out what to do. It was given complete as part of a system of asiyah. That's why all the diktukeh or protel had to be given with it. And therefore, if we know that the asiyah was done this way, all the way back to Moshe, then that must be what the Torah itself is. You understand? It's the Torah, right? If the Torah was given as a closed box, and then it was like a challenge. Figure this out. Right? So then, just because a lot of people did it, doesn't mean that's what it really is. Right? But his point is to show that since we know it's halacha lemaisa, meaning to say that with the Torah, this halacha lemaisa was given. And halacha lemaisa is the implementation of Torah. It is the expression of Torah. So, since there was never a machlokas on this point, the asiyah was always uniform all the way back to Moshe, that also proves that this is the pshat in the pasuk too. Right? Because otherwise, if it's not, otherwise it would mean that the Torah is something other than the derech of halacha. Other than, he's saying the Torah can't have us telling you to do something that we don't do. That would be an impossible thing. So when it's telling you to do this, it must mean mammon. But you can't just switch words around. You can't just say an esrog means a rimon means an esrog. That doesn't make any sense. It's got to be in that framework of Torah Shel Achshav. It also has to be that's telling you what to do. Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, that's a iver bedavar, right? But ayin and ayin, the problem over here is that it's the same word ayin twice, and it appears from a first glance that it should be commensurate, and history has borne that out, because I would say a very informal poll. But a very informal study. But I would say that probably the most frequently quoted verse in the Torah, from the Torah, is an eye for an eye. Certainly up there in the top five. Yeah. And they don't mean mammon. They don't mean mammon when they say that. Right? So, you see, you have to really... But you have to show, no, that's not what the pshat is. No, but here's telling you can't see that. You could say v'chi nas v'chi yake ishes. You could say what kain yinas and bo, meaning halavai yinas and bo. But it can't be that tzivoy is do X and we don't do it.
That's how he defines in the first interview with Akama,
right?
Right.
We do the Torah al piha mitzvahs, but it can't be keneged the mitzvah. It can't be the keneged of the Torah.
The tzivanu is in relation to Torah, not to Pira.
No, as I'm saying, it would be just like if the Torah said, take a rimon, and we said it means an esrog. That would not be possible. That would just not be possible. We could not be considered to be fulfilling that pasuk.
Right. actually also, I mean, we're not commanded to do Torah from our pet.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And it means that it's a system of asiya too. The mitzvos in the Torah are a system of asiya.
Right.
So that's what it means, halacha l'maisa. We see all the way back that this is the maisa. So that means that that must be what the interpretation is. Now, you can't just say that's the interpretation. You can't just say things are the interpretation. You can't just say Esrog means Rimon. You can't. People try to do things like that all the time. That's not interpretation. That's just saying ignore it.
Right.
Just saying somehow ignore it.
And that's where the whole Chafos and Chassid and Drushas come in.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's showing how it's
that's right. There is a way the Torah says things. But that's different than this even, because this is really has to undo the implication of the plain pshat. All those other drushes are extracting more. How do you know Hekesh? How do you know this? How do you know that? How do you know these two things? But over here, over here it's undoing the plain pshat, like Mimor Chos HaShabbos. Sometimes you have to undo the plain pshat. And the Gemara itself was preoccupied with that. That was all these drushes of Ayin Tachas Ayin, can't be mamish. Trying to show that it can't be mamish.
But we already know from the PSHP, so now we have to work with that and see how it
they want to show that even in the pshat it won't work out. Apparently there were different approaches. Some approaches were to try to show that the pshat would just result in absurdity, so that can't be what it means, right? And some wanted to show I guess that's pretty much the basic gist of this, right? Or the other way is to show, like the Rambam's way, is to show an analogy. To show that it's actually mefarishit somewhere else. That was his approach. To show that the Torah is mefarishit. He doesn't like those types of proofs in general, I don't think. Those dialectical, those things where you can always have an answer. Well, maybe it means this. I mean, that's the nature of these things. Where the guy had a good svara, but they said, no, but that's not a proof. If you're trying to prove, that's not proof, because I could always say maybe it means that. But Rambam wanted to find one that was a mafarish. It's interesting.
What is the maaseh ras thing?